This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Hamas-run Gaza Strip's health ministry said Wednesday the death toll from the war with Israel now tops 21,000, with a spokesman reporting 195 deaths over 24 hours. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for bolstered war readiness to repel what he says are unprecedented U.S.-led confrontational moves in comments during a key political meeting tasked with setting state objectives for 2024. Kim's comments, reported by state media, indicated once again that North Korea will likely continue weapons tests to modernize its nuclear arsenal. But observers say Kim likely hopes to eventually use his boosted arsenal as leverage in diplomacy with Washington, possibly after the U.S. presidential election next November. Russia has fired almost 50 Shahed drones at targets in Ukraine and shelled a train station where more than 100 civilians were gathered to evacuate. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that the barrages killed at least six people and knocked out power in most of the southern city of Kherson. The aerial barrage came a day after Ukrainian warplanes damaged a Russian ship moored in the Black Sea off Crimea as both sides' soldiers struggled to make much progress along the front line of the 22-month war. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.